Alex, you're listening. You're listening to this, and from what perspective do you come from? Are you talking about? Are you talking about it as a West Belfast man, as an SDLP man, as someone who believes St Mary's is, I suppose, central to the success of West Belfast, or as has been suggested here in the text, will anyone be talking about it as a realist? From what perspective are you coming?
All of the above. I'm obviously speaking from a representative of SDLP in West Belfast, but I'm also speaking to defend what is good for education and for areas of need going forward. So let's step back a moment. The satisfaction surveys confirm that the quality of education that comes out of St Mary's across all the courses that are taught there, the student experience and loyalty to the college all confirms that this is not just any other educational establishment. This is one of the premium education institutions, not just in Northern Ireland, but across these islands. So if we're interested in defending the very best of education, we should defend the very best that is about St Mary's. Secondly, of course, every constituency MLA and representative will make an argument to government that they should protect services in their own constituency. But if our government ends up running down and seeing the closure of St Mary's as a major economic driver on the Falls Road, with the employment that it offers, with the opportunities for rental for students in the locality, then this government is turning its back on an area of acute need in Northern Ireland. And yes, I do agree with those who say that behind all of this, there is a bit of a narrow agenda being pushed for a long time by the Dáil Minister, which sees the only outcome in terms of educational provision as one of integrated approach. That has its place, but so has other sectors in terms of educational delivery in the north. So for all those reasons, I think that I would say to people, protect a good institution, protect an area of need, and let's have a balanced educational system going forward, not driven by any one or other dogma, but driven by what is in the best interest of teachers, parents and students.
But does it not make sense to have a situation whereby if the funding, this premier that they're talking about, if the funding is being lost to St Mary's and the funding is being lost to Stranmillis, that common sense would suggest that the two units are on the one site and as a result they go forward from there? Because in the ideal world, if you were planning teacher training for young teachers in Northern Ireland from day one, you wouldn't have two separate sites.
Let's be clear, there's nobody in St Mary's is fighting the argument that as we move forward, you more and more try to share resources, share teaching staff, share courses, have a more shared approach. That's not just true for teacher training. That's going to be true for our schools across Northern Ireland, where it is in the interest of everybody to share more and to bring together our diverse communities into a better understanding.
So do you believe that Stephen Farry, as Paul Maskey suggested, do you believe he is working on an integrated education agenda as opposed to an economic agenda?
There's a number of agendas. The first agenda was that under the previous leadership at Queen's University, there was a land grab going on whereby some people in Queen's wanted the land in Stranmillis for their wider commercial developments. They said that they wanted to have a school of excellence of education up there, but in some people's views, they were also an agenda to grab the land in order to develop the land in order to make Queen's even bigger in terms of its commercial and corporate power in Northern Ireland. So that's one agenda. And Queen's need to be clear that whilst they may have an interest in education, they also have a very big interest in getting the Stranmillis lands. Secondly, you can have a model going forward whereby as you more and more bring about sharing at an educational level, including a teacher training, you have on the Falls Road a independent college, if you like, with its own funding, with its own checkbooks, with its own staff, with its own authority, that can be part of the family of educational training and provision in Northern Ireland. That can be done. But if Stephen Farrey is saying that the consequence of a budget that the DUP and Sinn Féin voted for, remember that, the DUP and Sinn Féin voted for that Tory budget. It was the DUP and Sinn Féin put a lot of ministers under pressure when it came to their budget lines for next year. If on the far side of the folly of that decision that the DUP and Sinn Féin endorsed, that there's a further folly of Stephen Farrey saying that I'm going to take the opportunity with less money to essentially begin to close down St Mary's by withdrawing the premium, then there is a battle line being drawn. And it's a battle line between Stephen Farrey, in my view, using the financial pressures imposed by the DUP and Sinn Féin to pursue another narrow agenda in relation to the what he sees as the best model for teacher training in the North. It is a model, but the better model is the shared approach with institutions working together, but nonetheless maintaining their own individual identity, role and responsibilities.
Okay, Alex Atwood, thank you. There is no doubt about it. Political points are being scored.